Residents of Port Hyden rescued a stranded sea otter pup last month and turned him over to the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward. He was rehabilitated there for several weeks and now has found a permanent home at the Pittsburgh Zoo in Pennsylvania. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
In early March, some residents in Port Hyden found a sea otter pup on a windy beach by the frozen bay. He was the only apparent survivor of a group of sea otters that had beached themselves, having become trapped away from the open ocean. That little pup is now at the Pittsburgh Zoo and will be on view in his special nursery starting Friday. His journey from Port Hyden to Pittsburgh started in early March when he was about 3 weeks old. Brett Long is with the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward, which was contacted by the residents.
This otter was found by the local community in Port Hyden. The bay in that area had frozen over, which had blocked access to open water to a group of otters. This pup was found with sort of an unknown number of otters, but was still alive, laying next to one that had already passed.
The Alaska Sea Life Center advised the residents on how to care for the pup overnight and quickly dispatched one of their veterinarians to King Salmon. The pup was flown the next day to King Salmon to meet the vet, then journeyed on to Seward, where he entered the rehabilitation program at ASLC.
Sea otter pups that have not been weaned from their mothers, if they are orphaned and picked up, they're deemed non-releasable. And so animals that the Sea Life Center responds to provide a triage and stabilize and provide short-term care for the animal until a suitable home can be identified somewhere on the lower 48 in this case.
The pup was named Meshik after the beach he was found on and was responding well to treatments, and by early April had been adopted by the Pittsburgh Zoo. It was just a question of getting him there. FedEx offered to arrange the transport. Dr. Barbara Baker is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Zoo and explains.
Imagine a sky kennel, you know, with this little otter in it, sitting on your lap, and so it doesn't look much different than it would be if you had a dog or a cat that you were bringing along on a trip. It just smells a little different.
Dr. Baker says the zoo is excited to have the pup and that they have the right facilities to give him a good home.
The sea otter right now is in a sea otter nursery. Once the animal's grown up a little bit here and he comes out of the nursery, then he'll be introduced to our two adult male otters. And we have three outdoor pools for our sea otters, so they're able to dive and do all of the natural behaviors that the sea otters do.
There were many helping hands in the journey to save this little fella, but Dr. Baker and Brett Long agree the lion's share of credit goes to the folks in Port Hyden.
And of course, the real heroes here are the folks in Port Hyden who recognized that this animal was in distress and that it needed help, and were able to rescue it very quickly because this little guy could have died on the ice.
He lost the name Meshik somewhere along the way and doesn't have a new one yet, but he has taken well to the treatments at the zoo's nursery, and they expect he might live up to 20 years. The public gets a first look at this adorable little celebrity when he goes on view starting Friday. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.